Breakfast with Tony Frederick on Win FM 98.9. You done know.
Mark looked out for monkeys. Miss Isles had told him there were a lot of them living in the trees at Brimson Hill. Kyle was still telling his story. And then the ghost pirate pointed his glowing sword at the boy and said, "Walk the plank!" Mark let out a soft shriek. Kyle turned to him in surprise. "It was not that scary," he said. But Mark was not listening. Something furry was rubbing against his calf. He did not want to believe it, but there was only one explanation. He looked down, and sure enough, peeking out between his legs was Chi-Chi. Mark was horrified. How did Chi-Chi get here? If the teacher caught him, he would be in big trouble. They might even turn the bus around and take him home, and the field trip would be ruined for everyone. Chi-Chi grinned at Mark, slipped out from under his seat, and made his way between the children's feet and up to the front of the bus. He was now out of Mark's sight. Kyle was turned to the side, his feet in the aisle, still talking to the boys on the other side of the bus. Mark bent down on all fours and looked under the seats for the little brown mischief maker. He finally caught sight of him, near the front of the bus, holding the strap of a handbag that could only belong to one person, Miss Isles.
That was an excerpt from Adventure at Brimston Hill, and I am thrilled to finally have with me in the studios of Win FM author Carol Otley Mitchell. Carol, thank you so much for coming. We've been planning this thing for over a month now, and finally you get to come and share with us the adventure at Brimston Hill.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Now, first of all, before we talk about this book, tell us about Carol Otley Mitchell and how you came to decide you were going to even write this book, and how long have you been writing?
Well, I've been writing for quite a while, but I've never actually considered, you know, out of a small circle, I've never actually considered letting anyone else read them. I was living in Virginia. I came to St. Kitts in 2007 to speak at a symposium put on by a friend of mine, the Yes Symposium. And the idea came into my head that Brimson Hill would make a great backdrop for a children's story. I sat on the idea for about a year. And then I went back to the same friend, Narissa Golden, and I said to her, you know, you write it, because she is a writer. And she said, no, you can do it. You write. It's a great story. And so I sat down and I started to write it. And
so you had never written a book before, just composition, short stories, what, ever since
exactly.
You were a teenager in school?
Right, exactly. I did a lot of short stories and a lot of, I debated quite a bit. So I wrote, you know, that kind of piece in terms of public, you know, giving information, that kind of thing. But in terms of writing a novel, it had never occurred to me. And in fact, when I started, it was a project for me. And then I finished it. And I was sitting on it for quite a while. And then I was talking to a friend of mine about it. And she said to me, you know, you should try to get it out by Christmas. And I said, yeah, that's a good idea. And that was the impetus I needed once I had a date in mind, then, you know, I completed it.
Now, is it different writing a book than a short story?
Yes, certainly it is. If you're writing a book, of course, it's a lot longer. There's a lot more work involved. You have to think a lot more about where the story is going, development of the characters, and development of the plot is significantly more important with a long story to capture the interest of the person and to keep them reading and wanting to move on to the next chapter.
No, did you just know all of that? Or when you said, I'm going to write a book, did you go and research it? Or did you just sort of know it instinctively from having read? Did you talk to anybody, or you just sat down one day and said, I'm just going to write a really long story, and then the rest you sort of figured out as you went along?
I have to admit that it sort of came to me as I went along. I read voraciously as a child, and I still read a lot as much as I can. And because I have two small children, I read a lot of children's books. And so, I kind of have a good idea of what they're interested in and what keeps the story moving. And so I kept that in mind as I wrote it.
And that was it, just, you know, just your love of writing and having an idea about what emotion you're supposed to evoke in kids when they're reading, and went for it.
Yes, precisely.
Wow. Tell us about Carol Otley Mitchell. Did you, and your connection to St. Kitts and Nevis?
Well, I was born in Nevis, which a lot of people don't know. Grew up in Trinidad, moved back here as a teenager and completed my high school. I've moved around a lot, but, you know, I've always considered St. Kitts to be home. And I love Brimson Hill. I mean, I go up there and I've been to a lot of forts in the Caribbean. And I won't call any islands, but I've been to been taken to forts in Ireland and wondered, where's the fort? Because, you know, having been to Brimson Hill, there is no comparison. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. It's so majestic. It's just, it's really awe-filling when you go up there. And so it's always been a very special place to me. When I first came back to St. Kitts as a teenager, I lived in Sandy Point. And so I was close and I went there
So you
more
lived
often
in the
than
shadow.
I do now.
Exactly. So you lived in the shadow of this hill.
Right, exactly. So, you know, it's always been a very special place for me. And this is one of the main reasons why I started, you know, this story here.
And why a children's story?
That's a good question. I'm very passionate about children, as you might know. And I'm very concerned about the fact that a lot of children, not just here, but worldwide, are not reading enough. They watch a lot of TV. Now, my children call me the TV police. And I don't really have anything against TV per se. There are a lot of good programs out there. But what I find is that, A, the kids are watching too much TV. B, even in the good programs, even sometimes the ads just drive me crazy. I mean, I have my five-year-old coming and asking me, what's erectile dysfunction? I mean, how do I answer that question? So I find myself, you know, letting them watch TV, yes, but telling them at some point, okay, it's time to stop. Go read a book. Go run outside. Go play a board game. Go do something else. And I felt that one of the reasons why kids weren't reading so much here in St. Kitts is that you're reading these books. Enid Blyton is an excellent writer. My kids still read them. But what is a scone? Okay?
I don't know. I still don't know. And they used to eat a lot of scones. I knew all the Enid Blyton books, The Five Findouters and Dog, and all of those books. But I still don't know what is a scone.
Right. The fields that they ran in had flowers.
But seriously, do you know what a scone is?
Kind of. But
it's like a little
cake. It's like, yeah.
A little plain cake, right? Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
To be very honest, I've never eaten one myself.
But the point is, not enough children's books in the Caribbean.
Right, exactly. And it's hard to relate to those sort of things. So I felt that if we had something that was based in St. Kitts and that the kids, even in the illustration, looked like kids here and they were doing things and experiencing things that were related to us and that we could relate to, that children would be more interested in reading it. And we need more of that.
Tell us about the process from the time you said, okay, I'm going to write this book, to the time you put the last full stop and said, yeah, I think this is it. It's done. How long did that take?
It took about 7 months. I started writing and I put it down quite often. And I let, you know, I would pass it on to someone and say, what do you think about that? Or I'd get stuck and, you know, do you have any ideas? And really, I got great feedback, but not too many ideas on how to move forward. But anyway, then there's a whole aspect of finding an illustrator was a difficult one. I wanted to use somebody in the Caribbean, to be very honest. But once I decided I wanted it out by December, I could not find anyone who could complete it in that tight time frame. So I went to, I found a lady in Scotland, actually. And it was very important to me that the illustrations looked like, not like caricatures. A lot of books that you find with black kids, they just don't look quite right. The features are overemphasized. And so it was very important to me that the kids looked like real kids. And so, you know, there was that process of finding someone and putting across
don't
to her
do
what I
online?
Wanted. Yes, I used Elance and Elance.com, and I found
So these
I
are people freelancers online?
Precisely, yes.
In all different fields and so on?
Exactly.
So what, does she have samples of her work and you said, yes, I like how she captures
Exactly.
Humans,
I looked at about
people?
20, 25 people
and
their
what did,
samples.
Did
and
you,
I told them I wanted black people and they, you know, some of them clearly had no idea
what to do. Did you send her photographs?
I did. I sent her photographs of Brimson Hill. I sent her photographs of children in the position. I sent her photographs of the children that I wanted to be in the book. I sent her everything, exactly what I wanted. And she did an excellent job. And then there was a whole issue of actually getting it printed and published, which is a
Tell us about that. How did you
major
find,
problem.
How does one get a book published in the Caribbean?
Well, it's difficult because a lot of the big publishing companies, it's difficult to get into them. A lot of them are doing textbooks, which is what people are buying for their children. You have to buy the textbooks for your kids, so you buy them. But in terms of books for reading, that's not so much a big market. So a lot of the big publishers are not interested in that. So I ended up self-publishing the book, which means that you carry the cost of the printing and the marketing and everything else like that. So it's pretty expensive. I've since discovered that there are ways to actually get the book published and printed without spending too much money. But the marketing and the getting it down here to Saint Kitts is an expensive part of it. So I basically I got the first edition printed in Trinidad with Script J, and then the second edition I got it done in the U.S.
And all of this you had to fund yourself up front, and then hopefully will recoup from sales.
This is correct, yes.
Wow. So it's not something that you can just jump up and say, boy, I'm going to write a book and publish it and get it out there and hope it sells.
Not really. As I said, you can get a book online, available online, without too much expense. But when it comes to actually getting it printed and getting it, you know, shipped here and into the stores and marketing it, that's where the expense comes in.
And you had to do that all on your own?
Yes.
All right. Well, what we're going to...
But I'm looking for people.
Well, actually, let's talk a little bit more about that. We do have to pause for some very important messages. And when we come back, I'd love for you to read another piece of Adventure at Brimston Hill. No? We're actually getting a call. Who knows? Maybe you have a benefactor. Let's see. Let's go to the phones. Hi. You're on the air with author Carol Otley Mitchell.
Yes. Hi. I was just wondering. Yes, I would like to get one of those as well.
A copy of her book?
Yes. How do I get an authorized one by the author? That's what I want.
You'd like an autographed one?
Yes.
Well, have you thought of having a book signing, Kara?
Well, we did have one. I had a book launch back in November, and you know, I signed a lot of copies of books. I haven't thought about really doing it again. Mm-hmm. However, the book is available. That's something very, very important. I'm so glad that you called. The book is available at a number of bookstores in town. Harper's Office Depot is not a bookstore, but Giselle was very kind in terms of carrying it for me. I hope I'm not giving too much promotion on yet.
That's all right.
It's at Mini Walls, Laws, the school's Apex, and in Nevis, it's a Chapter 1 bookstore. And it's also available online if you go to my website at www.caribbeanadventureseries.com. You can click on the link to purchase a copy of the book online. If you want an autographed copy, you can call my office at 466-4618 and just organize the pop-up. You can actually buy the book directly from me, and I can autograph it for you at that time. So feel free to do that. I'm going to be away for a while, but you can try and give me a call. I appreciate the business. Thank you.
We're going to come back after a couple of very important messages. We'll get Carol to read another excerpt of Adventure at Brimston Hill. And then she just said something about Adventure Series. And I don't know about you, but I think the word series could mean that we have even more to come from author Carol Otley Mitchell. We'll be right back.
I sell a lot of it with Antonica, and if you can say something sweet, something nice, breakfast with Tony tuning every week on the FM, 6 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock in the morning. Go listen.
Well, Carol, I was going to get you to read, but everybody's trying to call in, so let's take some calls instead. Hi, you're on the air with Carol Otley Mitchell. Hello. Okay, we seem to have lost that call, but we only have Carol with us for a few more minutes, so if you'd like to talk with her, perhaps give us some feedback, maybe advice, you never know, give us a call, 466-662 and 762-0989. Of course, our U.S. exchanges are listed right there on the website. Okay.
I'm going to set this up a little bit because what's happening here is that they, as you know, Chi-Chi is up on Brimston Hill with them, and Mark is trying to hide them. Kyle is helping him. And at this point, they're in a display room. So I'm going to start now. Mark looked at the first display case, which contained an old pistol. He called Kyle over to take a look at him. Another boy came to join them. He leaned over Mark, pushing against his backpack. Chi-Chi cried out. Kyle quickly said, "Bless you," to cover up for the noise. The boy moved on without questioning them. "This is not working. I'll have to stay outside. Take notes for me," said Mark. Mark stepped out of the room into the corridor. No one was in sight. He was torn about what to do. He wanted to see the displays, and besides, there was a test to consider. He would fail it if he was not able to tour the rooms. He decided to leave his bag with Chi-Chi in it on one of the branches under the covered archway. He put it down, gave the bag a pat, and headed towards the display room. As he was about to enter the room, he looked back at his bag one more time. To his horror, he saw Ingrid approach the bag and open it to see what was inside. As soon as the bag was open, Chi-Chi darted out. The monkey sat on the bench for a moment, looked left and right, and then headed at top speed towards a room clearly labeled, "Danger, do not enter."
Oh my goodness, what's going to happen to Chi-Chi? Well, if you pick up your own copy of Adventure at Brimston Hill, you can find out. Let's take a call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, where can I find that book? I'm in Boston, in Massachusetts. Where can I get that book up here?
If you go to the
website. Do I have to get it from St. Kitts?
No, it's available online on Amazon.com. If you go to my website, www.CaribbeanAdventureSeries.com, and there's a link there that will take you to the Amazon site, and you'll be able to purchase it that way.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'd love to have it for my grandbabies and my children.
I hope
Thank
they enjoy so it.
Okay, each of them needs a copy, eh? Okay, thanks for calling. All right, Carol. Caribbean Adventure Series. Are there more to come?
Yes, there are definitely more to come. Right now, I'm in the process of working on one which is based in Port Royal, Jamaica. You'll notice in the first excerpt that I read, Kyle was telling a pirate story, and he's really into pirates. And so this one involves Mark and Kyle, and they, you know, go to Jamaica and they get into a little thing with some pirates down there. So that one
are
is in process.
Be pirates, ghosts there too?
I can't give away the story. So, and I'm hoping, well, not hoping, I'm going to do a couple more. I'm going to do another one in St. Kitts based on Independence Square and do a couple of the other, many of the other islands as possible. They're not always going to be historical, which is why it's Caribbean Adventure Series, but they're always going to be adventures involving the kids and involving Chi-Chi, the monkey, and just, you know, taking them on different places and getting us exposed to what's available.
But it will be Mark and Kyle, though. Those are the
Mark, Kyle, and Ingrid, yes.
And Ingrid. So those are the key characters.
They are, yes.
All right. Well, we want to find out what Mark, Kyle, and Ingrid are going to get up to at Port Royal in Jamaica. But first, we have to find out exactly how they fared at Brimston Hill and if Chi-Chi got them in a whole whack of trouble. And do we find out if Kyle passed his test?
Oh, Kyle is a bright kid.
Okay. Well, he'd have to be to be friends with a monkey. I want to thank you so much for coming in and spending some time with us, Carol, and for being so patient with me. I'd like to apologize on the air. We have booked this time to speak with Carol and hear about Adventure of Brimston Hills so very many times, and something she's always getting pushed around for somebody else, and you've just been so terribly gracious. Thank you so very much.
I really appreciate you having me. Thank you, Tony.
And we look forward to hearing more. And I think you need to consider an audiobook. Our kids are perhaps some of them are not as lucky to have parents who will sit and read with them, and I think it's something to think about.
As that's actually in the works.
Oh, wonderful. That also means then that we can get sponsors and maybe it can be turned into a little radio series. You never know.
You never know.
Let's take one more call before we say goodbye to Carol. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Good day. This is Sandry.
Hi, Sandry.
I'm just calling to support Carol.
Hi, Sandry. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
I know that I'm here.
Can you turn on the volume on your computer, Sandry? We're getting a bit of feedback from your computer. Turn on the volume. Just talk.
Hi.
Go ahead. Carol? I mean, Sandry?
I'm doing very well. Congratulations and keep it up.
Thank you very much.
If I do, I won't be able to hear you.
You can't hear us on the telephone?
No.
Oh, she can't hear? Okay, because there's a 1 minute delay, so it's going to be a little difficult to carry on a conversation. But thanks so much for your call, Sandry. Thank you very much. All right. Well, Carol, you know, let's take one more call. Hi. Very popular. Hi. She's got fans. Hi.
Tony.
Hi, Carla.
It's okay. Carla again. Yeah, I gave Sandy the book for Christmas. I must say, I know she gobbled it up.
Great. She read it on her own, of course.
Yes. She loved it. I saw her curl up, you know, and read like I would love for her to do all the time. So she loves to read now and again.
Okay. Well, thanks for the feedback.
I haven't read it as yet.
Okay.
You'll get right into it, Carly. You'll read it in like a weekend, easy.
I'm sure I'll read it in less than a day.
Yeah, you will. Thanks
but
so
anyway,
much.
Congratulations, Carol, and I do want to get that copy signed.
Okay,
I'll come
great.
By.
No problem. Thanks
all
a
right.
lot, Carla.
Okay, take care. Thank you very much, and thank you very much, Carol, for joining us. And we look forward to other great things coming from you, and congratulations on taking this new step in your life. And she's metamorphosized into author. Carol Otley Mitchell. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.
I will know. Thanks so much. Bye. You're tuned to WinFM 98.9.
St. Kitts and Nevis listens to WinFM.